I get passionate. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I do that because you know what that means? It's like, wake up, this is important that you all speak the same things, be united in one mind, perfectly joined together. That's biblical unity. Him and I probably don't have that. Him and I probably don't have that. I know we don't. Those people, we don't have that. That's the unity that God calls us to. Not, well, we all read the Bible and all we all believe in a Jesus. That's not the biblical unity. The Bible calls us to perfect unity. And the Holy Spirit says this. Somebody said this to me the other day. Oh, you think you know all of God's truth, huh? And I looked at him and I said, you ready for me to boast in Christ? I do. And they said, how arrogant. And I quoted John where it says, the Holy Spirit will teach you all truth. Now, that doesn't mean I can't be in error on a judgment sometime. My doctrine, I believe, is 100% perfect because of the Word of God and the Spirit of God. They grabbed my microphone in there. When I was in there for 2 minutes, a security guy grabbed my microphone off my face. I'm an old fighter. I still have some flesh in me. My first thought was, elbow right to the nose, and this guy's 6 foot going down. That was my first thought. I'm confessing. I had to repent. That was my flesh. And I turned away and I said, sir, don't touch me. Don't come into my space and touch me. And he backed down. But how would I have been as a godly man if they would have said, hey, the preacher just took that guy's nose off? Because I know I could drop him like a rock. You will always have flesh that you must fight and battle. Paul talked about that. But this is a big key. Romans 7. Paul says, what I want to do, I don't do. What I don't want to do, I do do. The evangelicals tell you, see, you're going to sin a lot. You can't stop sinning. That's all you're going to do. Read Romans 8. Paul gives the solution. Right. You don't walk in the flesh. In the spirit. And Galatians 5 and Romans 8 says you will no longer fulfill the deeds of the flesh if you and so you can defeat that. They say, oh, you don't sin? Yes, I do. I sinned that day. I wanted to take his nose off. I had to repent. I don't live in that sin. They're living in sin. Pagan holidays of Christmas and Easter, worldliness. This is a fleshly offering.
Are you talking about the secular holidays or just celebrating Jesus?
Christmas and Easter are ordained by the Roman Catholic popes, and it's not of God. God never ordained it. You can't stick on something. Only God makes holy days.
Let me ask you this
question. It's not made of holy.
You celebrate all the holy days.
We're not Sabbath keepers and we're not Torah keepers. No.
So if he established the Sabbath, then why do you not recognize the Sabbath?
Because Jesus is my Sabbath rest. I just preached.
Sure. So Hebrews 4 tells us that there remains a Sabbath rest for those who
He's our Sabbath rest.
Right. For those, right, but that's coming, right?
Yep. Oh, no, so, right now we're resting. Christ gave us because we no longer have to strive in that Old Testament
law. So then you don't
believe
in the thousand-year reign of Christ, the millennial, the actual
millennial. That's a whole other topic. Everybody's got different opinions on that.
Sure.
But we are resting in Christ.
Absolutely.
And here's another big problem I have with evangelicals, and I put you in evangelical because I'm going to guess. I'm guessing. If you're wrong, Christmas, Resurrection Sunday, Sunday gatherings, right? That pretty much, if I look up, is that what I'm going to find from you? That's what you do. That's
the evangelical
model.
Do we celebrate those?
Yeah.
Sure,
okay.
Absolutely.
So that's the evangelical model. So let me tell you. Yeah, I tell you what. When you open your Bible and come and show me, we'll all listen. But you want to bring your Bible and show me? I love you.
So why you say that though with sarcasm? That doesn't sound sincere.
Paul
to me.
Was extremely sarcastic though. You have to
Paul told false teachers to cut their balls off.
Right, he was very sarcastic. And so sarcasm is definitely.
False teachers and mockers get a rebuke. If you seek truth, you're going to see the most loving man you can ever find. But if you walk in your sin, I'm rebuking
you.
Listen,
I believe. You guys have children.
Soda.
Children.
All grown dogs. Yeah. So let me finish. Sorry. Evangelicalism. Why stand against it? Revelation 22, 14, 15 says, if you love and practice and keep a lie.
Hold the tick. Yeah, I'm just visiting
right
here.
I'll wait for it.
I'm over here talking with. What's your name again? I'm talking with the gentleman that's holding the signs.
Street Preacher Jim.
Street Preacher Jim. So I'll be over there shortly.
Evangelicalism keeps false ways. Revelation 22, 14, 15 says, if you love and practice a lie, you get put outside the gates of the city. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday is a lie. Let me prove it. How many, is Jesus a liar? I know what you're saying. How many days would he be in the grave?
Three.
Days and nights.
Well, he said
3 days, three nights, as Jonah was it. If you practice Good Friday evening to Sunday morning, how do you get 3 days and three nights out of that?
Well, again, I mean, you'd have to go to the original text where it talks about the Sabbath, and so they consider that first day there. So, again, I mean...
Don't slip out of this. Let me help you.
No.
So, Good Friday to Sunday is not 3 days and three nights. Jesus was crucified on a Wednesday. Thursday was the Sabbath. The Bible says high Sabbath. They had Sabbaths that were not Saturday. Jesus is in the grave on the Sabbath. They had to take him down because the Sabbath was there. He's in the grave Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 days. He's in the grave Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night. He resurrects. The reason I'm bringing this up, he resurrects on Saturday because he's our Hebrew rest. You evangelicals are practicing Sunday from the popes, and you're practicing Good Friday from the popes. That's a lie, and so, if you know it is, hold on. If you know it is, you're going to be judged by that because that's a lie against God's word.
Paul says, some consider this day to be saved, some consider that day. Hold on. It's in Galatians.
Yep,
so it
is.
Says that.
Yep. So, the problem is Colossians, also Romans 14, liberty. Problem is, you're talking about biblical holidays that God ordained. That's what the context is.
That's not the context of
that. That is the context. No, never once mentions a pagan holiday. No, Paul says Sabbaths and new moons.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Are you kosher?
No. I told you, we don't keep Hebrew ways.
But that was the command. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever in the Old Testament. He commanded his people that.
That was for Torah law. We don't keep Torah law today. We keep the moral law and the law of Christ.
So what is the great law then?
What is the great law? The two great commands are love God, love your neighbor.
And we'll have to finish the rest of that verse though.
And everything hinges on those.
All the law and the prophets, right?
Yeah. But we don't keep Torah today. We can't. We don't have a temple. We don't have a priesthood.
I agree.
We don't sacrifice. So why do you keep bringing me back to that? Because of the way we dress?
No.
We dress biblical. God calls us to dress this way.
I have no problem with the way we dress.
Did you know the heroes of the evangelical faith taught women to cover their heads until feminism rose up?
I don't disagree. Listen, I don't disagree.
Do you teach that?
That women should have their head covered?
Yep.
Sure.
You guys practice that?
I don't enforce that with my church, no.
That's sin. You're a man pleaser, not a God pleaser.
No, that's not necessarily true.
Sure it is.
Because
you're not keeping the word of God, you're a man pleaser.
No, I do keep the word of God.
You don't teach women to cover their heads.
Okay, listen. There's an interpretation of covering the heads because of the context of that in 1 Corinthians, right? What's the context?
The context of 1 Corinthians?
It's in 1 Corinthians 11. What's the context of head covering in 1 Corinthians? What's the context?
I mean, there's a whole bunch of context. He's talking to a body of believers.
You're going to bring scripture into it, because I have a double major Bible. Okay, so
that may be your problem.
Okay, so
trained in man-made seminary.
No, listen.
Cemetery.
Okay.
That God didn't ordain those either.
What's the context?
I mean, there's all kinds of context.
He's talking about the angels and confusing the angels in that context, right?
Right.
He said men should look like men and women should look like women.
Right.
Which is why he does not want men to have long hair.
Yeah.
Because I know it confuses the angels, right?
Long hair.
It confuses the angels. Yeah, that was
it's not a long hair. It actually uses the Greek word of a covered veil, and it was through history taught that. It's a sign for the angels. I tell you what. I'm not going into that topic. We have articles all over on that. You can go to my website.
Listen, and
you can prove me wrong, but you're wrong if you don't teach it, because it's what the Word of God teaches.
So,
and you're practicing pagan lies. I proved that. Good Friday and Sunday.
It's
a lie.
We don't practice Good Friday. We don't celebrate Good Friday.
Okay. Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday.
Sure, we celebrate Resurrection.
He did not resurrect on Sunday.
Irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant. You're not following the Word of God. Did you know Jesus?
So, okay, let me ask
you. Did you know Jesus in Mark 7? We're home fellowship Christians. We don't need an organization.
Do you have a fellowship with other believers?
Of course.
So who are your elders?
What do you mean?
Who are the elders in the church?
What if I'm an elder with other elders?
Are there other elders in your church, your home fellowship?
That's what we believe in. So always have multiple elders, multiple men to oversee.
So you gather together often?
Yeah, well, I travel full time, but we gather online.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
why are we switching gears here?
But there's no online scripture that reverence, because you're not forsaken gathering together. So you're in essence,
we're gathered together when we're with them.
Online.
I gather with saints as I travel. Paul wrote letters.
Sure.
I write emails and I gather online.
What I'm saying is that what it seems like.
Don't get out of your sin.
No, what it comes across
don't
is.
Don't get out of your sin.
Head
coverings,
you've been able to draw lines around everything that you can keep.
Romans
14, right? Romans 14, convictions.
Liberty.
We all have,
that's about God's commands and God's ways. Jewish to Gentile. Not Halloween, not Christmas and Easter. Not choosing how you dress versus how God tells us to dress. Not telling women to cover their heads.
Where does he command us to dress?
I actually have an article on that.
Where does he command us to dress?
I actually have an article on that.
Where?
In Genesis 3.
Okay.
Do you believe in husbands and wives?
Is this animal clothing?
Hold on. Do you believe in husbands and wives as a marriage, man and woman?
Yes.
All right. Genesis 1 and 2, God ordains that. So everybody holds to that. But don't give me the Old Testament. We hold to some things in the Old Testament that were pre-Torah.
Listen, I'm all old. I'm a huge
husband
Old Testament guy.
And wife is a marriage. In Genesis 3, Adam and Eve, they sinned. The fourth thing, I think it is, God did after they sinned was they had on aprons, it says in Hebrew, which is not any coverage. If your wife wears an apron, it's not any coverage. And what God did was, it says he took coats of animal skins. And if you look deeply and think, what do you have to do to get a skin off an animal? You kill it. You shed its blood. It's a beautiful archetype. I've got an article called from the majors to the minors. People think clothing.
Shear a sheep.
Yep, clothing. Yeah. Clothing. No, it's just skins. Yeah, that's only wool.
Okay.
People say that. I lost my train of thought on that one thing. But he killed animals, shed blood, and they say clothing is minor. And I say I can tie it to Jesus' blood. In Genesis 3, God changes what man put on. Apron-like dressing, which is what a lot of people wear in this culture today. Very immodest, very showing everything. And God kills animals, the first shedding of blood to cover man. It's beautiful. It's Jesus. And he puts them, look up the Hebrew word. If you studied, you know it. He puts them in a tunic-like garment, which is a long shirt-like garment. And the whole purpose of it is to cover up your form. Because now, hold on. This is the temple of God. And then if you go to my article, I walk you through all the priests, all the holy men, all the prophets, Jesus, all the disciples. We get a robe if we remain. I do all the scriptures verses in the New Testament where they robes, pants and shorts for women and all this stuff and uncovered heads. This is all part of the modern day culture. So if you go all the way back, Jesus is coming back in a robe. We get a robe of righteousness. So it's godly and honoring to go back and say, what did the Father want? He wanted us to be covered in this kind of garment. And that's how we're supposed to dress. And so that's why I teach that. And no one can refute it because you can't find how men dress today in the Word of God. We do have, I wear pants. You notice I wear pants. I don't walk around with my legs on. I wear pants. Why? The priests were given something called breeches. The breeches turned into pants, no doubt, in the culture. It's not simple to wear them. But if I just wear my pants, now I'm showing off my form. So the priests had breeches underneath with a robe over. I'm a priest of God today.
Do you speak Hebrew?
So is any true saint. Not fluently, Hebrew? But I know the words and I studied it. And I not fluently, but I know the words and I studied. So,
Aramaic?
So look up those words.
Right, I have. Okay. That's
and
what I'm saying.
If you study deeply, you'd see how God wanted us to dress and how God wants women to cover their heads. This is the problem with evangelicalism. They pick and choose what they want to do.
Yeah, but it sounds like you did the same. So here's what
no,
I'm asking.
What am I not keeping according to the New Testament?
All I'm asking
God's word.
Is you presume that your interpretation, understanding is the only
until
one.
Somebody brings
where
it
is your humility?
You can email me and refute
I'm just
it.
Asking where your humility is, where I could be wrong. This is my belief and this is my conviction, but I could be wrong.
I'll answer
but
that.
I don't hear that
I'll
from
answer
you.
That. Ready?
I just hear I'm not wrong.
I'll answer that.
That's
ready?
All I hear.
I've said it to you a bunch of times. You have my phone number, my email. He has my phone number, my email. If you will call me and show me in the Word of God, and if
somebody
you will call me
word,
and show me
anything,
in the Word of God,
says something, you're like, nope, that's not what it means. Nope, that's not what it means.
That's what?
You, anytime somebody says anything in the Word, you're like, nope, that's
what
not what it means.
What did I say? No, that's not what it means.
You just said 3 days and three nights. You said that's not what it means.
3 days and three nights
so,
is 3 days
so,
and three nights.
So
Jesus says there's 12 hours in a day.
So I said to you, according to the Jewish custom of days, that would be
no.
Understandable.
It wasn't. It's not. If you study it out, that's not.
I have studied it.
That's not the 3 days and three
I have
nights.
Studied
though.
It.
It's not. So I tell you what. Here's what I ask. If you're serious about it, take my article, send me your refuting of it, and I want to look at it and test it. I offer to you. Send me your refuting.
I have no interest in disproving. I'm not asking you that. I'm
you
not
ask
trying
me if
to
I'm correctable. I ask you to correct me, and you say I'm not going to do it.
I'm not saying that I'm not saying I'm all knowing, and I'm supposed to be the
I'm
one
not
that
all knowing either.
What
I
I'm
preach the word
you,
of God.
What I'm asking was it Jim or Jack? I'm sorry, Jim.
Jim.
What I'm saying, Jim, is that is there the humility in your head to say, I could be wrong.
I'm
I believe
not
I'm
infallible.
Not, but I could
but
be
you
wrong.
But you got to show me in the Word of God. Neither of you have. See, here's the problem I have. I always have this.
Whoa.
You haven't shown me the Word of God.
I took you to the Word of God when it talks about the context of head covering.
Yeah.
And I said, you can interpret the head covering here to be.
Yeah.
To
you
be,
dismissed it.
Yep. You dismissed
and
it.
And I dismissed it because
dismissed
I
it.
Said Paul uses the Greek term for head covering that means an actual
but
veil.
But Paul intentionally misquotes,
so not
intentionally being, misquotes the Old Testament. He intentionally misquotes.
Used the Greek word for
veil.
Okay,
the
so
Greek
you
word
both
male.
Being well-studied man and me not, okay?
Well, that was
when
I
look
I was
at, I'm
go.
Just getting a perception here, right? Is, I do you not obviously acknowledge that he has history and knowledge and has studied the word? Maybe he doesn't have the same
yeah, I don't
opinion,
know.
But,
I don't know.
But based on what you know from him, from the
I have
show,
no idea.
You know that he has experience in that. That's what
I,
he's
no,
devoted
I no
his
idea.
Life
because
yeah,
I dismissed my degree already.
No, but, yeah, because it's from a man-made seminary.
What
I will judge
you,
by his fruit. And if I look at his body, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a worldly body. I'm just judging. Testing.
So because,
sure.
because
Christmas.
Because he doesn't dress Christmas. The way you think he's supposed to dress. Everything
according
else he says
word.
Is invalid.
I'm going to go by my conviction of what I see in the Word of God until someone proves me otherwise. And I'm
going to
stand
so they're
going
to
go
back
that.
To Fort Rollins 14, your conviction. You're going back to
about
your conviction.
Godly things.
You're going back to your
you used
conviction
it for pagan Christmas.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
I did. I did not contact
you. You brought it up and said, well, Paul said people like this
no,
about
no.
this and that. That
I,
was about a godly
said,
thing.
What I said was, I brought up the conviction of Galatians, in some day honors this, people honor this day over this day or this day over
that's
this
Galatians.
Day. That's in Galatians, isn't it?
No, Colossians. Sure Colossians. No, that's Colossians 2.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I can look it up.
Yeah, it's Colossians 2. Whatever.
But whatever, okay. Yeah. Hey, folks.
Hey, good to see you. Hey, can I give you a gospel card? Test yourself.
I enjoy.
Test yourself on my website. Let me know if I can ever help you in the faith. If I got something wrong, call me. I want to know about it.
I'm going with the Sabbath is on Saturday, though.
Oh, it is on Saturday. No. You don't have to keep Saturday Sabbath. Jesus rose on the Sabbath. They still practice Sunday. He tells you he agrees with it, but he still practices Sunday.
I agree that our Sabbath is coming. I quoted from you Hebrews 4.
You tell people Jesus resurrected on Sunday.
I did not tell people Jesus
resurrected. You practice Resurrection Sunday.
No, I don't.
You don't? If I look on your website, you won't see Resurrection Sunday?
Go ahead. You can look it up.
You don't practice Sunday or Christmas?
We celebrate Christmas, of course.
But not Resurrection Sunday.
Of course we celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Of course we celebrate the resurrection.
Now I'm confused.
You know what? You ready to get going? We got to get back out and preach.
You both have the opportunity to contact me.